I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Mike Pompeo, the hard-charging CIA director picked by President Trump to be his next Secretary of State, told the Senate today that years of soft U.S. policy toward Russia are now over. Drawing a sharp contrast with his predecessor Rex Tillerson, Mr. Pompeo vowed to promote democracy and human rights while ending demoralizing vacancies at the State Department.
I've also shared how demoralizing it is to have so many vacancies, and frankly, many of them said not to feel relevant. I'll do my part to end those vacancies. I'll need your help, and I'll work every day to provide dedicated leadership and convey my faith in their work.
Pompeo also chastised Russia for acting aggressively and emphasized that the Trump administration considers Russia, quote, a danger to our country. But he also went on to say that diplomatic efforts with Moscow, while challenging, must continue. The Taliban stormed a government compound in central Afghanistan early Thursday, triggering a long armed fight that killed 15. Ramazan Al-Mosseni here, a deputy chief of police in Ghazni province, said beside three officials, seven police officers, and five members of the country's intelligence agency were also killed in the attack. Mosseni said that 45 Taliban were killed and eight members of the Afghan security forces were wounded. A bipartisan delegation of five U.S. senators has returned from a week-long trip to Africa to show America's commitment to the continent. In Washington, this is VOA News. China's Commerce Ministry says trade negotiations with the United States are, quote, impossible. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
China's ambassador to Peru also issued a warning to the U.S. on Wednesday, saying Washington should avoid dragging Latin American countries into the trade dispute with Beijing. Before the White House said this week Trump would skip a summit in Peru, a U.S. official told reporters the president planned to argue for the U.S. to remain the partner of choice for Latin America. On Thursday, Beijing officials also reiterated they haven't held any negotiations with the U.S. on trade. They said it wasn't a matter of Beijing being willing to talk with Washington. It's a matter of the U.S. not showing sincerity.
Reporter Ryan Brooks. Four laboratories linked to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog have confirmed Britain's finding that a nerve agent was used last month to poison a former Russian spy and his daughter, who are living in Great Britain. VOA's Bill Gallo has the story.
The watchdog did not blame Russia for the attack, nor did it name the specific chemical agent used. But British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said only Russia had the means, motive, and record to carry out such an attack. Britain has called on the UN Security Council to convene a meeting to discuss the report. Russia has denied involvement in the attack. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Pope Francis admitted Wednesday he made grave errors in judgment in Chile's sex abuse scandal and invited the victims he had discredited to Rome to beg their forgiveness. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
The Pope wants to say I'm sorry. You know, it's like any one of us when you feel like, hey, I made that mistake for whatever reason. Someone gave me bad info or I didn't, you know, I said something I didn't want to say or I said something I realized later wasn't true. He said the best way to do that is personally, and that's what the Pope wants to do.
Francis also summoned all of Chile's bishops to the Vatican for an emergency meeting in the coming weeks to discuss repairing the damage from the scandal, which has badly tarnished his reputation and that of the Chilean Catholic Church. The lawyer for a former minister in Catalonia's government says a Spanish warrant that led to his client's arrest in Scotland should be considered invalid because the politician has committed no crime under Scottish law. Clara Ponsati faces charges of violent rebellion and misappropriation of public funds over her role in Catalonia's disputed independence referendum last year. And California Governor Jerry Brown accepted Donald Trump's call to send guard troops to the Mexican border, but rejected the White House's portrait of a burgeoning border crisis. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on